killing three people. A militia leader killed his wife for life insurance money and put that money into buying arms for his militia. And he hit two members of the militia, ended up killing two people that they believed knew too much. So, well, you know, the movement is very fractured, and there ends up being kind of small groups that, you know, are very isolated. And, you know, there is a risk of these smaller groups kind
Shane,
of going off on
we
their
have
own.
To leave it there, but it is a fascinating investigation, undercover operation. Shane Bauer, award-winning senior reporter at Mother Jones, will link to your piece, Undercover with a Border Militia. And that does it for the show. I'll be speaking tonight at Arizona, Tempe, Arizona, at Arizona State University, Carson Ballroom, 7 p.m. Check our website. Democracy Now! Produced by Mike Burke, Nermeen Sheikh, Carla Wills, Laura Gottesdiener, Dina Gester, Sam Malkoff, Robbie Karen, Hani Massoud. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen. Thanks so much for joining us.
KBLO Portland, good morning. It's 8 o'clock. Voices from the Edge with Joanne Hardesty is up next. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland Saturday Market, celebrating the holidays with handmade gifts created by artists from the Pacific Northwest. Every weekend, now through Christmas Eve, in Waterfront Park. Local artisans, international food, live music, PortlandSaturdayMarket.com.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Portland Underground Grad School. Classes that begin in November include What's the Buzz About Bees, Criminal Law, Rewilding 201, and more. Portland Underground Grad School is also known as PUGS. Classes take place all over the Portland metro area. Information about registering, teaching classes, and more can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO is a proud media co-sponsor of Mama C, Global Panther, at an Other Words bookstore, October 29th, that's Saturday, October 29th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. This event is all ages and open to the public. Who is Mama C? Mama C is a singer, songwriter, poet, traditional African instrumentalist, a revolutionary, former Black Panther, mother, healer, and educator. Come hear her incredible story of political exile and how she tours the world. Now, supporting revolutionary movements for human rights and social justice, inspiring and invigorating many people. Again, that's Mama C, Global Panther, Saturday, October 29th at Another Words Bookstore, 14 Northeast Killingsworth, 6 p.m., all ages.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Voices from the Edge. It's 12 days till Election Day. Will we survive? I think that is the major question of the day. I don't have a guest today, so I want to hear from you, our fabulous listeners. Give me a call at 503-231-8187 and tell me, what are you going to do to take care of yourself in these last 12 days? Insane days before this circus will in fact be over. And oh, I probably should not use the term circus, because I read it in my opinion piece recently from a clown that objected to the election season being called a circus, because he thought that was totally disrespectful to clowns and other people who worked in the circus. And so I can't say that I disagree. And so, but it has been insane. We're now in the silly time of campaign season, where the ads get much more outrageous, the attacks get much more outrageous. And why we're supposed to pay attention to all those well-developed, expensive commercial ads that we are seeing and hearing. We're supposed to not know that voting in the United States of America is not equal. It's supposed to be equal, but with the gutting of the Voting Rights Act, we are now an America that you get to vote depending upon what state you happen to live in, and you get to vote based on what ethnicity you are or what race you are, and you get to vote based on whether or not you have the stamina to jump through all the hurdles that it would take for you to vote, depending upon what state you live in. I had the privilege of being at the Clinton Street Theater last evening when my favorite journalist on the planet, Pallas, showed his new film, The Best Democracy Money Could Buy. And he talked a lot about CrossCheck, the company that 30 states use to determine whether or not they have duplicate or double voters on their voter rolls. And so that film, even though I've talked to Greg Pallas about CrossCheck on several occasions, going back to the first election between Bush and Gore, where he investigated to find out really what happened in that election, and was that election in fact stolen. His new film was released in New York and California, and because of his relationship with the station, he made it a point to make sure that we would have a premiere here in Portland. And so we had a full house last evening at Clinton Street Theater. Greg Pallas was his entertaining, fabulous self, and he was very gracious to hang around and sign his books and CDs for all in attendance. But it really made me think about how much confidence we should have in this election system as it currently operates. When there are people with financial motives to knock millions of people off of the voting rolls without them even knowing it, we as a country should be concerned. And especially since we are pretty good at trying to take democracy to other countries and other lands and telling other people how they should run their elections. And so that's one of my questions today. I mean, is this a democracy? Do we really have fair and equal elections? Is it really one person, one vote? Or is it if you have enough money, you can pretty much wipe away the regular people, the working people, the poor people, the people of color, and actually not even allow them to exercise their rights. What I know from many conversations with Greg Pallas about elections all across the country is depending upon whether you're black, Hispanic, or white, determines whether or not you stand in line on election day, or whether there are just more than enough voting machines so that nobody stands in line, right? The white suburbs, people have no problems. But we certainly know that in black communities, there's limited voting locations, as well as very long lines, as well as old voting equipment that tends to break down consistently every election season. And so with 12 days to go, one thing we can be assured of in Oregon, I believe, is that we at least know that if we send in our ballot, it will be counted, and that we are not part of this cross-check activity that's happening in 30 states in this country. We're not part of that. And so because Oregon did sign on with CrossCheck, as did Washington State, but we were pretty smart as compared to most states who've signed on and realized immediately that it was not a voter enhancement software, but it was really a desire to remove people from the voting rolls whose names appeared to be Asian Pacific Islander, African American, or Latino. And that was the goal. The goal was to get as many of those names off the voter rolls as possible. Ironically, it's amazing to think that so many secretaries of state in those 30 states signed on and they're paying this cross-check company significant dollars to improve their voter rolls. However, that's really not what they do. And so my question is, how can this be legal? It's happened in the last three election cycles, so no one should really be surprised that this is taking place. But why has there not been a civil rights suit filed? Why has there not been anyone other than Greg Palast actually talking about the insecurity of America's voting system? Give me a call at 503-231-8187. You may also know that we talked to Judge Simon and the ongoing saga of whether or not Portland police will ever reform their practices of using excessive force against people with mental health issues or people perceived to have mental health issues. I love Judge Michael Simon because he modeled the behavior that we would hope our city council would model, which means he allowed anyone and everyone from the public who wanted to weigh in the opportunity to testify. He didn't do that the year before, but I suspect that just like the rest of us, he's been following the news and the Facebook post and watching the videos of the police riot at City Hall that prevented the public from being able to testify. And it's really interesting to hear the city characterize it as civil unrest. But what they didn't say to Judge Michael Simon was that the civil unrest was created by the police and in no way created by the public. And so it's interesting the spin that the city has on what a fabulously wonderful job they're doing and just how fabulous everything is. In fact, the city even put together a little video, a 10-minute video, to show Michael Simon about people that Portland police officers helped who were in mental health crises. Ironically, had the community known that the city was going to put this feel-good video together to show the federal judge what a great, wonderful job they were doing, we would have also brought in a video of the police attacking community members who were just simply trying to exercise their right to address their elected leaders. And so it was a long, long, long day, starting at 1 p.m. I finally left at about 6:15, and there were still a few people left to testify. I don't believe Judge Simon has ruled yet on the Department of Justice request that the courts require the city of Portland to come back in 30 days and do another status update, and then after that, come back again in 90 days to do another status update. I agree with the Department of Justice that if no one is looking over the shoulder of the Portland City Council, they will be woefully slow in any response to rebuilding the Community Oversight Advisory Board and providing enough resources so that that advisory board can do the work that they've been charged to do. I'm going to go to the phone line. Good morning, Jerry. Welcome to KBOO. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Joanne. I had just a question regarding the barcodes on the mail-in ballots in Oregon. I heard a person call, I don't know if it was on your show or a different show on KBOO, but he stated that that was illegal to put barcodes on ballots. And so I just didn't know if you knew anything about that.
I don't know anything about that. So I guess why would you have a barcode? I would think you would have a barcode so that you can confirm that the envelope came back from the place that you mailed it to.
Sure. And that makes sense to me. I just thought that, you know, if you took it one step further and the barcode was associated with your name, you know, then
right,
that's a whole different story. But
Yeah, I think it's probably just part of the verification system. You know, I can certainly understand why people are always nervous about what happens to their ballots and who's doing what with it. But I have to say Oregon has one of the best systems. Now, could we improve?
I agree.
Of course. Right?
Yeah.
But you know, we at least don't have that worry. We at least don't live in a state where you have machines without paper trails, or you show up and they tell you, they give you a provisional ballot.
It's absolutely horrible. You can buy a whole government today.
Yes, you can. And you can buy it cheaply, apparently.
Yes. It's on sale.
Yes, yes. It's on sale to the highest bidder, the quickest bidder. Absolutely true. We got to fix this. So, because otherwise, we will continue to have elections where there's no one we want to vote for. Instead, we just end up voting for the lesser of evils.
I totally agree. I thank you for your good work, Joanne. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Appreciate the call. 503-231-8187 is the number to call. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to KBOO.
Hey, good morning, Joanne. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm getting pretty anxious.
I'm trying to just check out, right? My ballot is in. I'm one of those people, the week I get my ballot, I vote, I get it in because I don't want those calls.
Yeah, you know, you were asking the question when you first came up, when you first started the show about 12 days left and all that. And,
yeah, what are you going to do to take care of yourself?
It's making me really anxious.
Hello.
The way it looks to me is that in 12 days, that's when it starts.
Yes.
That's when the trouble starts.
That's true.
It doesn't matter who allegedly wins or however they're going to do that. Either there's a crack right down the country.
Well, I mean, I think the crack has been there for a long time.
Yeah, but it's opening up with the quickness now. This is gonna open it. In 12 days.
So what do you think happens the day after Election Day?
Everything.
Everything.
The prices will go up to $8 a gallon relatively quickly. Well, it depends on who it's been. It depends. If they give it to Hillary, she's going to start blaming Russians for all kinds of stuff and go to war. If they give it to Trump, who knows? I don't know. Trump's going to have to take it. They're not going to give it to him. They've already got it set up for him not to have it.
So you believe in this conspiracy theory that somehow the media is against Trump?
Oh, guaranteed.
Oh, well, okay, so we got to talk, right? Because at the beginning of this election season, I just couldn't believe how much airtime Trump got constantly, right? And for 6 months... He had this smooth fest with the press. They didn't ask him any hard questions. They didn't ask him any policy questions. And any stupid thing that came out of his mouth was front page news, top of the news hour. And now that he's the nominee and people are actually trying to figure out who Trump the man is, now all of a sudden the media has a liberal bias against him?
Well, it's very, very deep and how you call it, spread out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no expert. It looks like I see under the radar confrontation going on between Freemasons and Jesuits.
Ah.
As the vice president, Hillary's pick is he's a Jesuit, and I'm pretty sure that, I mean, before he decided to run, Trump went and spent 3 weeks at his golf course in where? Scotland, home of the Freemasons. Nobody saw him while he was there. I'm pretty sure he got his, that's when he came off that vacation, he decided to run, is my understanding. And, there's something very, 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 everybody look at this. They got all this stuff up here. Okay, WikiLeaks is trying to kick it out, and they're not paying any attention to WikiLeaks. The mainstream media, and I was looking at that. They give it a blurb and move on, and it's completely, completely, completely. You know why they don't mention the United States in the Bible? They call it Mystery Babylon, and I'm telling you, the whore of Babylon is getting ready to ride, because that girl is not nice.
Well, and I got to tell you, of the two major party candidates, neither of them appear to be nice people.
We don't have a choice.
We don't have a choice. We have the choice of lesser of two evils. So it depends on what side of the fence you sit, what you see as the lesser of two evils. I mean, I personally believe that even Trump is shocked that he, in fact, has the Republican nomination, because I've listened to that blowhard for a lot of years.
Yeah.
And it is just, I mean, and I know, I was thinking, oh, there's just no chance. You got what, 12, 14 people running for, there's just no chance, right? Here's a chance for Donald Trump to make a couple of extra million, right? But there was no chance. So here we are with him being.
The media wasn't behind him at first because they knew he didn't have a chance. So
well, no. That's not true. The media was in a love fest with him at first.
Because he was an idiot.
Anytime he opened his mouth, it was front page news. I mean, it was ludicrous how much press he got, right? The richest man in the race got all this free press 6 months solid, right?
Yep.
No hard questions, everything softball. And then all of a sudden, you're the nominee and you're mad because people are trying to understand, well, let's see, how many wives have you had? And have you always had a girlfriend when you've had a wife? And then the girlfriend becomes the next wife? I mean, this is a person, whether you know, the president represents the United States around the world.
He's not really any different than anybody else, though. He's different than you and me.
We have a president. We have a whole 2-year presidency with no scandals, right? No sex scandals. No, I mean, now you can agree or disagree about whether Obama was a good president or not.
Yeah.
But what a relief to actually have an administration where you're not embarrassed to see your president on the national stage. Okay. I've enjoyed.
Some of the things going on with. I mean, it's. We could go on, man.
Yeah, you and I could talk all day, but I have other callers waiting. I just wanted to. I like talking to people who disagree with me because I think I learned something, and I think maybe they do too.
Good.
You have a great
morning, okay?
Okay, you do the same. Thank you for your call.
Last time the Freemasons were on top was with Kennedy, but okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Long story. Have a great day. Thank you. 503-231. 503-231-8187 is the number to call if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning, Brad. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, I just want to start off by thanking KABU for letting me win some tickets and go to that last night myself.
Yay!
That was a fun event.
Yes, it was. Wasn't it?
Bring my son and
nice.
Try to get him in the loop. So
Wonderful. Yeah,
but
that's
anyways,
a great education for a young person.
Yeah, he had a good time, too. So, hey, man. But anyways, I was wondering if you knew anything more about that November 3rd at 2:30.
City Council? Yes. Yeah, so I do. And so there will be a hearing at City Council Chambers starting at 2:30 on November 3rd about a new public finance system that that we hope the City Council will vote in in December. And so this is the public's opportunity to weigh in on a new public finance system for City Council races. And so what it would do would be to match contributions of $50 or less 6 times, and then you would be limited to who you could take money from, and you could only take up to $200 from an individual donor. And so it would be a new system with a new oversight system that would be run by the City of Portland. And so it will be at City Hall, which I gave people the wrong address last night. It's so funny. I don't know how I did that. But it's 1120 Southwest 5th Avenue is City Hall's address.
And isn't that on the ballot? Something
no,
like
actually the one on the ballot came from Multnomah County. And so Multnomah County's Charter Review Commission sent to the ballot a measure that would limit contributions for Multnomah County races to $500, and it would require it would require you to identify your largest donors. And so, you know, like nowadays people create these packs so they could go Good for Oregon pack, gave me $20,000, and it would take a rocket scientist to actually do the research to find out who they are. That would be eliminated because you would have to list who your major donors are to your campaign, and then you would be limited to $500.
All right. Well, thanks for clearing that up.
You are very welcome.
Thank you. All right, thanks.
Have a great day. You too.
Right, bye-bye.
503-231-8187 is the number to call if you want to join the conversation. So I love these open conversations sometimes because we could talk about whatever's on your mind as compared to what I had specifically planned to talk about. And so this is one of those kind of days. My big question is, what are you doing to take care of yourself for these last 12 days? Because we're going to need some self-care when this election season is over. Good morning, Joe. Welcome to KBOO.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The guy that called in with the barcodes on the ballots.
With the what? Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
The two things. First of all, Oregon statute guarantees us the right to a secret ballot. They're violating the law. Second, think about the consequences. They're data mining. They know how people voted. What consequence is this going to have on things like maybe gerrymandering for district?
How do you know that they know how? How do you trace a barcode to knowing how people vote?
They know the barcodes are on the ballots themselves. Every ballot has a unique individual barcode on it, so they know which ballot goes in which envelope. The envelopes have barcodes for every. They say they're doing this so they can keep the precinct straight, but if they know which envelope, which ballot goes in which envelope, they know how you voted. If they want to redistrict, they're going to look at that. If they want to sell you something, I mean, you know, it's illegal, and it's we need to do something about it. I'd like the question I asked Greg, which he kind of pivoted away from and never did answer, was how many other states are also doing this?
So, yeah, anyway. He probably didn't answer it because a lot of states have a lot bigger problems than just barcodes.
Sure, I understand. Right. I understand. And I think the fact that we have written ballots, the fact that it's mail-in, all that's good. But they're breaking the law. And I feel intimidated knowing that they're, you know, tracking my voting.
So here's what I'll promise to do for you. When this election season is over, I will get a elections official to come in and explain that.
Okay, well.
Okay.
Good luck. Then it's illegal. They're breaking the law.
Thank you for that. I don't know that I agree with you, but I'm willing to check it out.
Well, Oregon Statute 246.560. We have the right to a secret ballot.
Well, I still think it's secret, but thank you. I appreciate your call, and I will, like I said, I'll investigate it.
I appreciate the show. Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a great day. 503-231-8187. Good morning, Dana? David. Good morning, David. Welcome to KBOO.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. And I have to say, I object to some of these things you guys are saying about the elections because you guys are just, you choose to wallow with the pigs, and you do have choices. There's two other parties out there. There's the Libertarian and the Green Party.
With no chance of winning.
Well, see, here's the thing. You're voting your fear instead of your conscience. And you say that it's winning, but if millions of you, like people like you, saw that there's another party and there's a choice that you don't have to wallow with the lesser of two evils, I'm voting for the Green Party and it will be the greatest vote in my time for me because I have a choice to choose to not wallow with the pigs. And if the rest of people would do that, we'd have a third party. Part of the problem is you spend time complaining about Trump getting all this time, but you're giving him more time by complaining about it. And it is rigged because you know what? The Green Party and Libertarian can't get on the debates because the Republicans and Democrats agree that you have to have 15% polling before you can get on the debate. So how are you going to get on 15% if you can't get on TV? It is rigged, but you guys got to get past the two evils and vote your conscience, not your fears, and we can get out of this stuff.
Well, I think I appreciate your call. I appreciate your passion. I think voting is a very, very personal thing. It is really, you know, people need to vote how they see fit. However, I also know what's at stake. As a child of the civil rights movement, I have seen civil rights erode over my lifetime, and I'm not willing to allow my vote to continue to erode my civil rights. And so
you're trading fears for another.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Hillary Clinton is just going to, we're going to go World War III with Russia over her no-fly zone in Syria. So, I mean, and the other thing that no one talks about is Trump has soaked the half Congress is for him, half was against, nothing could be done. But I will guarantee you, if Trump gets in there, he won't get anything done, and he'll probably be impeached. He doesn't won't have the support in our other two pillars of our democracy, which is the legislative and the judicial. They're all against him. So, I mean, we got to remember that. He's not a dictator. He can't be a dictator. And we have other powers that will balance him out.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate your call.
Yeah, thanks.
Have a good day. 503-231-8187. What's on your mind? Good morning, Eric. Welcome to KBOO.
I agree with the previous caller. There is other options like Jill Stein. However, I had a question for you, but you did mention that you value your civil rights above everything else, and that's why you're probably voting for Hillary. But trading your civil rights for the Patriot Act, didn't you just lose a bunch of rights just then? So my question for you is, Who is associated most? My biggest concern is endless wars, which causes a lot of problems that we have today.
Absolutely. I'm with you there.
Of the two candidates, and if Jill Stein doesn't have a chance, of course, I have to go for Trump, because basically I don't think he's been associated with the endless wars, or he's never been in government politics that has supported the endless wars and whatever caused the endless wars that we have today. But who has been in politics that long, and who has destabilized the Middle East? Who has a bigger hand in destabilizing the Middle East, including her husband, Bill Clinton? That causes a lot of our problems, like the refugee crisis and increased poverty, due to civil endless wars.
So let me totally agree with you on that. Right? We have a whole generation who's grown up thinking war is normal because war's been happening their entire lifetime, right? I absolutely agree with you there. No question. But if you are under an illusion that somehow Donald would be a responsible, thoughtful leader, nothing in this campaign would lead me to believe that he wouldn't start a war the first week he was in office, right? He doesn't have the temperament to even talk to people that he disagrees with in a respectful tone, right? You and I appear to be totally political opposites.
Well, here's what you're not seeing is Donald Trump loves money. He would not go and buy more guns. He'd rather do home improvement.
He would buy more guns if he could make more money off of the guns.
He builds buildings. He doesn't buy tanks. He doesn't buy armaments. It's kind of like if your house was broken into, you just put up a fence and get a dog. You don't go ahead and spend $10,000 on AR-15 rifles.
So let me ask you this: tell me, in this election cycle, how Donald's been able to bring the country together with a common vision of where we're headed?
Well, he kicked Jeb Bush in the teeth and ran the Bushes out of power. Basically, he's got all the high-powered Republicans pulling for Hillary, because Donald Trump, basically, if you check out the website, basically the way he downed the Bushes is through the myth of 9/11. And basically, he holds that card as an outsider to come in, to threaten to expose 9/11, and that's basically got the whole powerful status quo establishment running, including his own Republicans. So anyway, I'm telling you something that you probably find it hard, far-fetched to believe, because you've probably never investigated the scientific research on three buildings collapsing, you know, with two airplanes. And it's as simple as that. You haven't gone to, you're not a structural engineer. You haven't really looked at anything like that. But it ties into politics and it ties into endless wars. And, you know, KBOO is not a supporter of architect and engineers for 9/11 or 9/11 research. So that leads us to the endless wars. I just see, and many people see, Donald Trump as basically he likes to put up buildings and casinos and home equity. Versus tearing down the world.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because, you know, yes, Trump puts up buildings. Trump doesn't pay his people what are their due for putting those buildings up. He's been sued over and over again for actually stiffing contractors. I mean, his record. And just using the industry that you're talking about, his hotel, right now Trump Towers is in bankruptcy in Vegas, and he just opened another hotel where in Atlanta, I believe, or in Florida, right? And so even if you just look at him as a businessman, he doesn't really have that impressive a record if you scrape the surface and you get beyond his pontification. But thank you. I appreciate your call. I appreciate the opportunity for us to have dialogue. I'm going to have to move on because I have callers lined up. Appreciate your call, though. Good morning, Jessica. Welcome to KBOO. Good morning.
Good morning, Joanne.
Good
morning. Thank you for doing the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
I'm calling because I want to know what your thought is on a local level. The consensus among our leaders here in Portland about the things that are going on with the Dakota Access Pipeline in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
I know that this conversation is about the election, and Trump is a direct investor in the Dakota Access Pipeline. And I also know, as somebody who follows environmental justice issues, that people won't ever quit using oil as long as oil is cheap. But when oil prices go up, it disproportionately affects people of color and poor people in general.
Absolutely.
What do you think is our leaders' consensus here in Portland, especially among our allies, other people of color, on this topic?
You know, I think the good news is that regardless of the outcome of this election, we in the local community are becoming very powerful. Community organizations led by people of color are very aware intimately of climate change issues and have started to really work together to build a coalition that will be in the leadership of dictating to Salem what good public policy should be coming out of the legislative process. And so I feel most excited about what's happening at the very, very local level, especially around environmental justice issues, especially around the Cleaner Air Task Force that the DEQ has put together in response to Bullseye Glass. But I had to also remind them that communities of color were suffering poor air quality 20 years ago in that same community, but it didn't become a big issue for the state until white middle class people started being poisoned by the air. And so the good news, bad news. The good news is that there's a lot of work happening. There's a lot of organizing taking place. The bad news is that we're starting behind a curve because, as you talked about, the Dakota Pipeline, all this is interconnected. And the struggle that's happening right now at the Dakota Pipeline, I'm very, very, very concerned about because it appears that there might be efforts made to remove the water protectors from their site. And I was just hearing that this morning.
Yes, Jesse Jackson is there, and I really appreciate the fact that we have allies over there.
Yes.
But as this conversation continues, I guess I wanted to hear your thoughts because I've been following your work for a long time, and I want to know if you've been following this topic.
Oh,
so
definitely. Intimately. Thank you so much. No, we've got a lot of work to do, but I'm optimistic because the people I'm working with are really smart, brilliant people, and I think that collectively we can have a significant impact on policy and how we move forward in creating the kind of environmental justice that we want locally.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. You too.
Well, we've been all over the map today. I love it. I love it.
Love it.
Do we have another caller? Good morning, Robert. Welcome to KBOO. Hello, Robert. Are you there? Robert. I think we may have lost you. Call us back, Robert. Number to call, 503-231-8187. And I will love to hear what's on your mind. Lauren. Good morning, Lauren. Welcome to KBOO.
Hi, this is Warren.
Oh, Warren. Good morning, Warren. How are you today? Are you there? Oh, we may be having a little technical difficulties. Warren, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, I wanted to say, I'm not going to go ahead and vote on this whole fear-based thing. I've heard all kinds of arguments about it. And they seem to be trying to convince me that if I vote for Hillary, that I'm doing the moral thing. That's one of the things I remember hearing a certain person on KBOO talk about. And I just can't agree with that, as much as I know about her being, a war hawk. And another thing I just wanted to say about all this election, all this kind of seem to be fraud that's going on. I'm a Clark County, Washington voter, and so we have mail-in ballots. When I received my ballot, it has a secrecy envelope. And on that secrecy envelope, the bottom of it was opened up, and it was done by a stamping machine that cut the envelope. It had a pyramid-type opening on the back that made it so that there was no way to seal the thing up. So I called Clark County Elections, and this is a lot of the kind of thing I had learned from listening to KBOO about all this stuff that's going on to throw people's ballots away. And I told them, I said, this envelope appears to have been stamped by a stamping machine so that the bottom of it just opens up. Mm-hmm. And it's in a pyramid shape that goes on all the way up the back of the envelope, so there's no way to seal it. And I know that if it happened to mine, it had to have happened to a whole lot of other people's envelope.
And what did they tell you?
They told me that they hadn't heard anybody else complain about it, but that they would send me a new one. And they said, or if you like, what you can do is just go ahead and tape that up and initial it, and then we won't throw your vote away.
Hmm.
But we would never throw your vote away without telling you. The thing, if the problem with it is that if that happens and I don't know that, then I'm going to get my ballot thrown away. And once my ballot's thrown out, then, that'll be fine because they'll tell me.
But it'll be after the fact, right? Like after the election's over.
Yes, it'll be after the fact. Right. And so I just kind of, you were talking about what am I going to do. So I would just like to get the word out to anybody in Clark County that's listening that may have received a secrecy envelope that looks like that, that you can call them and they'll send you a new one. Or you have to tape it up and initial it and send it to them, or your ballot will be thrown away.
Well, thank you very much. That's a good public safety announcement, but I want to correct an error that you made. You've never, ever heard me say that I'm voting for one person or another. Never do that, because this is KBOO Radio, and we do not endorse candidates of any kind.
I understand that. That was a misspoke on my part.
No worry. I just wanted to correct it for the records that, it was not me. Whoever said that was not Joanne Hardesty. Thank you so much.
Right. and I know it wasn't you. I mean, I kind of remember who it was. It was an interview that was being done when they were interviewing somebody else.
Oh, yes, yes.
It just came across as it seemed like it wasn't an endorsement, but it was just saying for people to, don't necessarily think that by voting for someone like Jill Stein that you're doing the moral thing. And, I'm just saying that I disagree with that. But anyway, thanks for having me on.
You are very welcome. Thanks for
all you do, too. I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Have a great day. Well, 50, Jill, I'm sorry, was that Jill? Joe. Good morning, Joe. Welcome to KBOO.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, the guy that called in earlier that mentioned the AE-911 truth, of course, the people that Hillary's behind, they will never let you know the truth about that, and neither will Mr. Rump, because one of his main supporters is Rudy Giuliani, And if you're a student of AE 9/11 truth, kind of like I am, you know that Rudy Giuliani was in on the whole deal. And tower number 7 came down at free fall speed later on that afternoon, was never hit by an airplane, never had hardly any fire in it, and it basically collapsed at the same speed it would take to drop a bowling ball from the same 487-foot high elevation. But regarding voting, there needs to be a rational alternative. Jill Stein is one. People could write in Bernie Sanders if they wanted to. Hell, they could even write in, Mr. Dopey Head, who didn't know where Aleppo was, Gary Johnson. And they actually have a fourth guy running now that I just saw the other day, is a former CIA agent. And he's even scarier. From what I understand, is if you elect somebody from the CIA, you're going to get more George H.W. Bush, because yes, George H.W. Bush was head of the CIA for a number of years and was in on a bunch of creepy policy decisions. But people don't realize that two of the biggest fomenters of war was Henry Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski. And Zbigniew Brzezinski was Jimmy Carter's, one of our president's main handlers that kept him under wraps. And he was also President Obama's campaign advisor. And as soon as I saw Zbigniew Brzezinski was President Obama's campaign advisor, I just went, oh, no, the deal's over with. You know, because when Obama first started running, I thought, hey, I like this guy. He's friendly. He's intelligent. He's witty. He's great. He's 10 times smarter than W. Bush, and he won't be an embarrassment to the country. But what did he do right after his second term started? Is the last day of that particular year, on January 31st, when he was flying to, just before he flew to Hawaii for his winter holiday vacation, he signed the National Defense Authorization Act, which basically means that any law enforcement and even military personnel could grab you and take you and detain you indefinitely. And when I say indefinitely, you have no right to a lawyer. So good, I call him a little bummer because of that, mainly because his association with Zbigniew Brzezinski. And everybody keep that in mind. You have a rational alternative. Don't vote for either one of the idiot bozos that are running under the R or D. I call them Repiglicons and Democrats.
Well, thank you very much for your perspective. It's the opinion of the person speaking that you have just heard. So thank you very much. Have a good day. Do we have another caller? Good morning, Mike. Welcome to KBOO.
Yes, good morning. I like to, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I like to further piggyback on what that last guy said. You know, the reason that George Walker Bush Sr. have came out and endorsed Hillary Clinton is because the Clintons and the Bushes have been in cahoots. Like after the tsunami, Bill Clinton and George W. Bush Sr. Got together and started generating all this money to help the tsunami victims. So they're in cahoots. Also, the Clintons, when her husband was in office, Bill Clinton, he signed the crime bill. And this crime bill resulted in mass incarceration of black men. So the Clintons have done that. They signed NAFTA, which, as you know, hello?
Yes, I'm. Go ahead. Oh, I'm just okay. Letting you talk.
Okay.
For a little while.
NAFTA, which is, I have all these illegal aliens here. And when Donald Trump talks about, when you mentioned that he's not trying to bring the nation together, Donald Trump has never said anything negative about any Americans.
What?
He only said anything negative about immigrants that come in here illegally, and they're Americans.
Mike, I'm going to have to disagree with you profoundly. Have you not been paying attention to Donald Trump? If you are a woman, if you are a black person, what has he said about black people? That what we need is more police in our community. That's what he would give us when he became president. I mean, get real, Mike. Really?
This whole woman thing, if he actually did those things to those women, why did they wait 10, 15 years to come out?
Because it wasn't news until he was a candidate for president. They had been telling those stories for years. Those stories have been out there over and over for years. It's only news because now the media is paying attention because he wants to be president.
Joanne, that's the weakest excuse that I've ever heard. If somebody did you wrong, you're not going to care if it's news or not. You're going to go file charges, and you're going to try to sue this person. You're not going to just turn your back and walk off because it ain't news.
I don't think any of those women turned their back and walk off. What you did not hear me say, and I'll say it again, is that those women said what happened when it happened, but nobody paid much attention to it. And you know that if you have to go and defend yourself, if you have to go and try to get Donald elected, the man has billions of dollars, right? And so as a working person, am I going to be able to hold my own in a court case with Donald Trump? No. So, Mike, I'm tired of arguing with you. You have a good day. Thank you for your call. Do we have any other callers on the line? Good morning, Adriana. Welcome to KBOO.
Good morning. I just wanted to say that everything that Trump accuses Hillary of, it's because he himself has done that. He is a liar. He lies left and right about anything and everything, his own personal life, the trouble with America. He has lied about he says that Hillary lied, but he's not been honest one bit. Just recently, when they talked about the fact that Obamacare was going to go up, the rates were going to go up by a maximum of 25% to 26%. He's been saying, no, it's not. It's more than that. It's going to be, 65%, 80%.
Right.
And his ludicrous talking of trying to using the scare tactic. I hope that America is much, much smarter than he is and realizes that everything that comes out of his mouth is so dishonest. He is the most dishonest person that I have ever heard on radio and on TV. And I just hope that America understands the severe situation that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets elected as president, God help this country, because we're going to need that.
I am with you there. And I actually think that Americans are smarter than that, right? Even, there's extremes on both sides of the political spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I absolutely believe in the American people. I absolutely believe that the American people will make a choice that we can live with at least for the next 4 years. I believe that. I have to believe that, because otherwise I'd already be headed to another country.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
And the other thing, too, in regards to the women, I just kind of feel like, people say, oh, well, they just want their, 3 minutes of fame. Quite honestly, I wouldn't want that kind of fame.
No.
And I don't think any woman wants that kind of fame, to have to put herself out there and to state that this happened to her just to get fame. And so anyone that says that, I think it's an insult to us females.
Yes.
When we come out and we say this has happened to us,
right,
for them to turn around and accuse us of that. So that's, that's it, my...
I appreciate
that's my little box, and I'm going to step off of it.
Let me ask you one question before you step off your box.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing to take care of yourself for the next 12 days?
Well, I am going to stay glued to the TV and pray to God that people vote for Hillary. She's made some mistakes. She too has made mistakes. Mm-hmm. But of the two, I honestly have to say that, right, my personal opinion, she would better run this country. And more power to the lady, because it's about time we have a woman president who's going to bring passion and sensitivity and common sense to the office.
And common sense isn't that common anymore. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and thank you for your show.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Have a great day. Coming up this morning on The Boo at 9 is Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know with Teresa Mitchell. And we want to thank LK Boo members for your excellent support during our last membership drive. If you didn't get in during that time, no worry. Just go to our website, kboo.fm, and click donate, and boom, you'll be a member just like that. We have Blake on the line. Good morning, Blake. Welcome to KBOO.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. I just wanted to bring up a couple of quick points.
Okay.
I think one of the previous callers briefly mentioned this, but I'm not sure if it got addressed adequately. Hillary Clinton supports a no-fly zone in Syria. And if you look back, several weeks back, I think 4 to 5 weeks ago, one of the joint chiefs was testifying in front of Congress. And he was asked specifically about this. And what he said was that no-fly zone in Syria would mean war with Syria, and it would mean war with Russia.
And so, is that a question or just a statement?
Okay, so war with Russia is a bad thing, right? Everyone has their personal issues why they want to vote for Hillary Clinton. Well, obviously, Trump's an idiot, right? He thinks, you know, there's too many Mexicans in the United States. Around the death squads in Central America, why would anybody?
So, you know,
has a troop of neocons.
I just want you to know that this is America. People have free choice. People get to vote for who they want. You get to vote for who you want. Who's your candidate?
Well,
who's your candidate?
I'm going to vote for Donald Trump.
More power to you. That's your candidate. Go for it.
Let me tell you why. For a couple of reasons.
Okay. You got 30 seconds.
I gave you the first reason.
30 seconds.
I don't want to see all of North America turn to dust.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
The other one is, okay.
Okay. Have a good one. Good morning, Sunny. Welcome to KBOO.
Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
Hey, I just want to say that, well, you know, Clinton, the President Clinton, his presidency was pornographic, and also he sold off the entire economy to China for cheap. And then we've got all the stuff that's followed, and then we've got part two of the dynasty, Hillary, and then the only thing to counter Hillary's dynasty dreams is Mr. TV, obviously, or rather, I shouldn't say obviously, it's down to us. It's person to person,
yep.
Block to block,
yep.
And there could really be a lot more turbulence to come out of this for a while, but I do think we will make it, and it will depend upon people being mature, kind grown-ups. But you can't be too kind, because there are a lot of undercurrents of strange, immature behavior. But, you know, block to block, we can vote. If it gets down to where we have a real struggle going on from neighborhood to neighborhood, city to city, remember, old Indian way, old common sense human way, which worked all the way across the planet. People share food together. They briefly discuss the matter. They try to be succinct, get to the point, and then they vote and they go forward. We might have to vote block to block about how we will proceed through this turbulence, but if we all pledge in our hearts to be mature and kind, you know, for the sake of the children, my goodness, let's try to set a better example than what our supposed leaders are, who are, in my opinion, they are just facades. They are shams. They are supposed to make us believe that nothing is really workable or possible, and that's BS. We must be adults. If they are not, we must be adults.
Sonny, you were perfectly timed for this program.
Oh, yes.
Because as you may have saw, my blood pressure was going up a little bit because of some of the insanity I've heard this morning. But you are a breath of fresh air, a bright light, a wonderful reminder that we are all in this together, and we will either all sink or we will all swim.
And I think we're going to swim. And even though our opinions are much different, there's still a lot of vibrancy and energy within all of it. Let's
yes.
use that energy to make sure that we show that we can do peaceful, productive things.
Thank you, Sunny. Thank you, Sunny. We gotta rock and roll. Another show's coming in. Thank
all
you
right.
so much. Love you.
Love
Have
you
a
too.
Great day.
Bye-bye, Joanne.
You know, I love you, my K-Boo audience. Thank you so much. I will see you next week. Same place, same station, same time. You have a fabulous day. And thank you very much, John, for making us sound so good.
Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up for your right.
KBOO Portland, good morning. It's 8:59. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com. Press Watch is up next.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Dia de los Muertos PDX 2016, Wednesday, November 2nd, from noon to 11 p.m. at Audio Cinema in Portland. This annual celebration of the Day of the Dead honors our loved ones who have passed. There will be altars, music, face painting, food, drinks, and more. Again, that's Dia de los Muertos PDX 2016, Wednesday, November 2nd, from noon to 11 p.m. at Audio Cinema, 226 Southeast Madison Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.